The ornate metal street lamps that line downtown and other Syracuse City streets are not free to keep lit. Property owners are supposed to pay the electric bill, but for decades, the city has been. Now, as WRVO's Ryan Delaney reports, City Hall wants to change that.
Business districts and neighborhoods in Syracuse that have upgraded or ornamental streetlights are in what the city calls special lighting districts. Problem is, many of those lights were put in place decades ago, and the city either hasn't been fully collecting those fees or hasn't increased them in decades either. The city pays National Grid $1.9 million a year to keep those fancy streetlights on, but it collects only $200,000 from property owners. Mayor Stephanie Miner wants that gap closed. Raising fees more than $1.5 million will mean sticker shock for a lot of residents, City Councilor Helen Hudson says.
So we're trying to work it out to where we can make it a little easier on some of the folks. Some of the folks are only going up maybe $30, but you have some folks that may go up $1,000.
A $1,000 annual fee like that has councilors worried it could hurt resale value on homes, along with angering current residents. Councilors now have the daunting task of deciding just how much to increase lighting fees and the time frame for doing so. Councilor Kathleen Joy says that large amount of money does have budget implications when the city is squeezing every penny it can.
Which could be road improvements, it could be, it's a dedicated special lighting district fund, but it helps on the bottom line of the budget.
Sorting out fees is likely to be a long process. The council will hold a public hearing at 5:30 this evening at City Hall to begin those discussions. I'm Ryan Delaney for WRVO News.